paragraph Zion. Vizay Shekosu Bezoira Kodesh, Tzavchin Kiklovim, Havlon Mezoina, Havlon Chaya. The Zoira Kodesh says there are people whose tefillah is like the barking of dogs. Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. Hav in Aramaic means give. Hav is like a dork barking. Give, give. There are people who think that that's what tefillah is. Hashem, give me this, give me that. They come out with their long list and ki ikar hatefillah al bonei chaye umezoine v'chulu tzorech liyos b'shvil hatachlis v'kanal. Because our main prayers, which are usually directed towards children, life, health, parnosa, have to be focused for the sake of the tachlis. Why should Hashem give me life? Why should I give me parnosa? So that I should be able to study Torah and do mitzvahs and thereby be part of the eternity, thereby be zeche to the coming of Moshiach, the tchias hameisim, and be zeche to be part of those special servants of Hashem who make it to the finish line. And this is why the Zohar HaKadosh concludes there that these people are barking, give me this, give me that. And they don't ask for the food that the Shechina needs. They don't ask for the spirit of Hashem to receive what it needs. Meaning that we need to ask Hashem and to daven only for the tikkun of our soul. That's the main thing, which is the elevation of the Shekhinah. Now, it's very important to insert here that although Rav Nosson Zal just said these words, in speaking to Breslov leaders from 30 years ago till today, they've always said and repeated, and I've seen them themselves do it, they have been mispalel for parnosa and all of those things, meaning that this is not necessarily taken literally, that a person who wants to be the ultimate Breslov chassid will not daven for any of their physical material needs, but only daven for the needs of their neshama. As far as I know, we do not do that. We daven for the spiritual needs. We also daven for our physical needs, but we don't daven like those people who don't believe in a world to come or don't believe in any future or think that it all ends in physical life. On the contrary, even when we're asking for physical needs, we're directing it in order that our soul should be able to do what it needs. I want my body to be healthy and I want food, all the sustenance I need for the body, in order for it to serve as a platform from which my neshama can do mitzvahs and ma'aseh and tovim, etc., etc. Paragraph Ches, v'zeh shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, and this is why the Gemara says, chasidim horishoinim hoyushoyin shoachas u'mispavolin kedei shiechavnu libom lamokoyim, that the original Tzadikim, the original holy people, the Gemara refers to them as Chassidim Harishonim, they used to wait an hour and then start davening in order that they would gather up their whole concentration and focus it completely on Hashem. That first hour would be spent unplugging themselves from all the wires and all the connections that are connected them to the physical materialistic world, and gathering all their senses, the whole nervous system, from their toes up to their head, focusing it all on the words that are going to be coming out of their mouth in tefillah. Like David HaMelech says, Kol atzmoisai toimar no Hashem kamacho, all of my bones speak forth your praises, Hashem. Hainu, shehoyushoyin sho koidem atfilol kedei lechavin libom vedaitom Hashem yisborach, Levatel atzman ba'oyer ho'ein soif, kedei lichlo tfilosam be'echod. This waiting that they did before they started davening, what do we mean? When they slam on the brakes and they're in this wait state, the waiting means that they're unplugging themselves, they're detaching themselves from the physical world, they're nullifying themselves and plugging into the infinite light of Hashem, the oyer ho'ein soif, so that their tefillah will be plugged into that oneness, that upstairs where it's all oneness. Shezeh Iker Shleimus HaTfilah. That's the real perfection of tefillah. V'zeh Shamru Sham B'Gemara, and this is what the Gemara says there, Shehoyushoyin Shoachas Koidem HaTfilah, V'Shoachas Achar HaTfilah. They would have an hour before davening and an hour after davening. Kigam achar hatfilo hayu shoyin shoachas kedei lahamshich ulekasher hetev oyer harishim obedaitam velibom. We said that the tefila, when a person is davening, they're in this incredible dveikus to Hashem, this deep, deep connection to Hashem. They're upstairs, they're on the top floor, plugging into that echod. But we said that a person cannot stay there. If a person stays there, they're dead, they die. So if a person wants to stay alive, they have to be ready to come back down. But before coming down, I want to plug in properly up there. I want to make sure that I retain whatever it's possible to retain from that high, from that experience of being up there. I want to make sure to draw and to attach the light of the Rishimu, that film that remains on the inside of the oil bottle, like we said, to attach that to my brain and to my heart. As the pasuk says, "V'yodata hayom v'ashevos elavavecho, shayidei zeh mekarin u'mevatlin kol hayisurim." If a person does that, that's what enables them to cool off the heat, the fire that that person is experiencing in their life, all the fires that are burning, to extinguish all of those fires, and to eliminate all the suffering and pain. And they fill in and complete and make whole all the things that are lacking in their life. Because it's through this process that we described here, it's through this process that a person prepares all the vessels that they need to receive all the positive flow from Hashem. And this is why the Gemara over there goes ahead and asks a question. Hold on, they prayed three times a day. Each prayer had an hour before and an hour after of contemplation. That's 9 hours of praying. Once they were spending 9 hours in tefillah, when in the world were they doing Torah? When in the world did they have time to study Torah and do mitzvahs? Or malachten mosenaisis? And when did they have time to go to work? To do work, to sew and to, you know, all the... V'tirtzu, when the Gemara answers there, mitoich shehoyu chasidim, because they were such righteous people, and their tefillah was on this level, like we just described, these 3 hours, these three phases, Toyroson Mishtameres, their Torah was retained by them perfectly. They didn't have to review it or anything. The minute they learned something, bingo, it was right in there permanently. Umelachton Mizboreches, and their work had a blessing to it. They planted some seeds, and right away all the seeds sprouted and they generated double the crop or 10 times the crop. Hainu Kanal. This goes back to what we mentioned earlier. Shemachmas shoyushoyin sho koidem atfila. Because of the fact that they spent that hour before davening. Shaydeze zochul abchinas bitul hanal. What were they doing during that hour? They were achieving this state of bitul. They were taking out all the wires. They were detaching themselves as much as they possibly could from their from the physical world. And we had said it's only when a person's able to do that, that their tefillah is really solid, really complete and perfect. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in the laws of Shmon Esrei, the Shulchan Aruch quotes these words right up front. Hold on one second. In each one of the chapters here in Hilchas Tefillah, in, for example, chapter 93 in Orach Chaim, it begins, Yishe sho achas koidim sheyokum lespalel. A person should wait 1 hour before they get up to daven, kedei sheyechavein liboy lamokoyim, in order to focus his attention, in order to really be able to gather up his concentration to Hashem. V'sho'achas achar hatfila, and 1 hour after davening, sheloi tehinir esolov kemasu shemara lotzis menu, so it shouldn't look like it's something he wants to get rid of quickly. He's trying to finish quickly. And the Mishneh Berurah says, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah hochichu megemara, the students of Rabbi Yonah prove from the Gemara that even though in other places, when the Gemara uses the word an hour, it doesn't mean literally an hour. It could mean a unit of time, a small unit of time. Hocha pirush sho achas miyud bei sho az bayon. Here it means 1 hour of the 24 hours in the day. Umihu, however, ze lachasidim. This is for chasidim, people who are on a very high level spiritually. But for other people, ulasharam, dai b'sho mu'etis, it's sufficient a short period of time that the person should wait before they open their mouth, you know, in order to prepare themselves. Now, in Simen Tzadik Ches, where it talks about having kavona in tefillah, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamispalel tzorach shi'chavin b'liboy perush hamila shemoitz b'sfosov." A person who's davening has to make sure to be concentrating on the translation of the words, on the meaning of the words that they're saying, that are coming out of their lips. V'yachshoiv ke'ilu shchina kenegdoi, and he should picture that Hashem is standing right opposite him. V'yosir kol hamachshavois hatordois oisoi, and a person should remove all thoughts that are occupying him, all the different things that he's thinking about usually and normally, ad shetishoyer machshavtei v'kavanosoi zako b'tfilosoi, until his brain is totally pure. It's empty. He's emptied out everything else, and his brain is 100% available to focus on the words of tefillah. V'yachshoyv ki'ilu hayimedaper lefnei melech boser adam, and the person should picture, if I was standing in front of a human king, hayimesader dvoro v'mechavim b'miyofel v'al yikoshel chas v'shalom v'melech, how careful the person would be to be focused and to concentrate on every word coming out of our mouth, not to say the wrong word. Kal v'chomer lefnei melech malach ma'akodesh baruch hu, how much more so if I'm standing in front of the King of all kings, shehu choker kol hamachshavos, who knows every thought that's going through my mind. V'kach hoyu oisim chasidim v'anshei maisa, the righteous people, the great people of the past, what they used to do was, shehoyu mizboidedim u'mechavnim b'tfilosom, they would separate themselves. Badad means they would isolate themselves totally. They would isolate themselves completely from the physical world. They would detach themselves completely from the physical world. Umechavnen betfilosam, they would put such concentration into the tefillah, at shehoyu magiyim lehispashtus hagashmius, to the point where they removed from themselves the physical totally. They removed any connection to the physical body at that time, ulehizgabrus koyach hasichli, and they would thereby strengthen the spiritual part of them, strengthen their soul. They would subdue and nullify the body, and they would thereby enlarge, magnify the soul, ad shehoyu magiyim koroiv lamailas hanavua, to the point where they reached a level that was very close to prophecy. This is how the Shulchan Aruch describes tefillah, what the tzaddikim use, you know, the tzaddikim of the past, how they daven to Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal says, because this is the process through which a person prepares all the kelim needed to receive all the brachos and hashpois, all the blessings and flow. Hal kein, therefore, bevadai hoya toroson mishtameres. You could understand very well why their Torah was completely successful, why they retained their Torah completely. Kimishom nimsheches kol haTorah kanal, because they connected to the source where all Torah emanates from. They went to the top floor from which the Torah emanates from. Vaydezel hoya malachton misboreches. And this was also the secret to the bracha that they had in their parnasa, that even if they spent a minimum amount of time in parnasa, or sometimes no time in parnasa, the parnasa was blessed. Kimishom nimshach kol birkas hashefa al yedei tikun hakelim shenimshach misham. Because it's from there that the entire flow of goodness of Hashem comes from, by preparing those vessels that are prepared through this process that we described. Shezeo b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says, Vivorech eschem kasher diber. He will bless you like your words, like the words of tefillah that are done properly, the kind of tefillah that we described here. V'alkein heim nikroim chasidim. And now we can understand why these very righteous people were referred to in the Gemara as chasidim, al shem hachesed, related to the word chesed. Ki rak heim yoidim eich lahamshich hachasodim ulegaloisam lamato. Because they are the only ones who really know how to draw Hashem's chesed into the world, how to succeed in bringing Hashem's chesed below. Because they know how to prepare the proper vessels, by them nullifying themselves, going through this process that we said, first unplugging themselves totally from the physical world, detaching themselves from all the taivas and everything, thereby, and then closing their eyes, propelling themselves upward, taking themselves to that place of achdus, of all oneness, and therefore thereby their tefillah being all one part of this oneness. And then when they come back down, they bring down light, the light with them in the form of Torah, and shefa and parnosa and all the needs that the person has.